Good morning, Alex.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So how will the election results affect the light rail, if all?
Well, it won't affect it. Just take them in order, or from the north. The Newcastle light rail system is a toy, full stop. Can't be expanded conveniently because it's always going to be very slow with that technology. Now, in Sydney, the Parramatta one, it's been approved and work started, but it's missing important bits. It doesn't extend from Carlingford to Epping. Well, that's crazy because Epping's going to be where all the trains change, you see. And if you're on the light rail at, Carlingford or Dundas or somewhere, you can't conveniently use it to get to Epping. It should be extended from Carlingford under Carlingford Court to Epping. Now, the Inner Western Light Rail, that's become very popular, and things need to be done to expand its capacity at the city end to permit more trains to flow. But the transport people won't admit there's a problem. For some, they've refused to give it traffic light priority, even at Darling Drive, where there's no cross-traffic to speak of. But the result is a very slow journey from Central through Haymarket out to get to the track that goes through Darling Harbour. And that's something that should be fixed too. And the way to fix it, it should have a second city terminus, and it should be extended to... there should be a tunnel put under Pyrmont so that trams could be run faster to destinations towards Dulwich Hill, and meanwhile have separate but more frequent service to the casino, which is sorely needed. The southeastern light rail, that's going to have similar problems. The city end doesn't have enough capacity to carry all the people who are going to want to come in from Randwick and Kingsford and those places. And the government won't even admit there's a problem. And until they admit a problem, there's a problem, we can't hope that they're going to start to solve it. Again, that's going to need another terminus at the city end to allow more capacity.
Mm.
And in short, the government doesn't seem to want to make light rail useful.
Mm. So you're mentioning that, you know, there seems to be a lot of capacity kind of issues. That obviously sounds like if it does become a problem, which you're predicting it will, there'll be more construction. And I think that a lot of us are kind of getting a bit sick of seeing the cranes around. You know, how much longer do you think that we could expect to be delayed after the Liberal government's been re-elected for Sydney specifically?
Well, the Randwick section should open in the summer, about Christmas perhaps, and the Kingsford line should open in about a year's time, say mid next year. That's all right. I'm talking about more work at the city end, and of course there'd have to be a tunnel somewhere in the city. Well, no, not necessarily. There are things you could do with it. You could go from Kingsford or Kensington towards Green Square, and some of it would have to be in tunnel. Some of them could use, what's the name of that street, Todman Avenue, and other Lenthal Street, streets like that, and there wouldn't be the awful disruption that's been happening in the city. And the benefit of that would be you'd be able to connect the University of New South Wales with Green Square and possibly Redfern. So, as I said, there are things that could be done, but the government's not interested in talking about them.
Mm. But for what the government's actually planning at the moment, do you think that we'll see delays in the construction?
Well, it has been delayed. It's been badly delayed. But George Street will have been dug up for 5 years, I think it is, when
wow.
It opened.
Yeah, it's time kind of flies, but you think back, and I came out of the George Street exit the other day, and the construction had moved down a little bit, and I got so lost because I was like, where's all the banners? Where am I going? There's not construction here anymore. I don't know what's happening. So you said that one part of the light rail will be expected to open in Christmas. When can we expect the light rail as it is at the moment to be fully up and running in New South Wales?
Well, the Sydney southeastern one, mid next year, but it needs expansion. It won't be able to handle all the people who want to use it, and there's no plan to bring that in, so I can't say when that might happen.
Mm, so we'll have to keep an eye on it and plan accordingly. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Alex.